With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My beautiful swans. I've been listening to a lot of Tchaikovsky. Swan Lake. And the way the music is composed, and it's really inspired me. Odette, how uncomfortable she felt in her destined human form. That's why I'm celebrating my swans that mean so much to me. That's why Swan Lake. These are my swans. And that moment where she shudders in her human form. Well, it's all folklore and it's all tales. It's all, you know, Granny read them to you when you were young. And there's a lot of wisdom in some of those stories. Folklore, you call it, don't you? Based in reality and truth. I mean, of course, there's the romance and, you know, they couldn't live together, so they, and in an afterlife, they were together and all that, but that's maybe the next part. So that's why the abstraction of Swan Lake felt was really relevant. To go back to artisanal, the idea that maybe decadence, the chaos, the social media, the oversaturation, too much information could take us on another trip. I wanted to produce that feeling of being insatiated, if only to maybe inspire myself and the team to a new direction. Cyclical, that's how I would explain decadence. Cyclical, the artifice, the excess. The toning down, degenerated to what I'm feeling today, or decay, decadence, taking things right down to the purest, to the necessary, to the silhouette, to the proportion, to how these clothes feel. We've created something, we've indulged, we've gone to the edge of the cliff, and now we're going through the declining cycle of decadence. Inverted excess, the idea of a proposal of something minimal. You know, we talked about reality and non-reality, and through our cutting and memory of, we create a new reality for these genre of clothes. The genetics that we've brought to the house, the notes, the ABC, it's all there, the unconscious glamour, the dressed in haste, appropriating the inappropriate. It's all there now. We begin to arrange the notes. You know, when I came here, my mission was to turn this into the coolest, most cutting-edge couture house ever. Step by step, I know. But the last 5 years have been the building blocks. And being... I'm very grateful for my team, my young team that's helped to keep me connected. I realise that what we're doing is authentic and the timing is so right, and that I stress again the importance of artisanal when creatives have the time to develop a language, a line, a way of cutting, which can inspire all the other lines, and it's authentic. It can only be rooted in authenticity for me if I go through that process. Which is why I'm feeling that millennial penetration into the house, because they are positively reacting to it. You know, I just learned the other day, well, had it confirmed, that the growth in luxury is led by Generation Y and Z, and that by 2025, 45% of luxury buyers will be that generation. What couture stands for today, it stands for so many things, but the thing I believe in as well, it's the time where we have to develop a line. And through this concept of decadence and degeneration, we can give that authenticity which these generations demand. The t-shirt. Okay, get ready for this one. That is cut on the bias, believe it or not. It's chiffon. Had to be cut on the bias to create all this stress work that you get when you upholster. But remember, it's not in upholstery fabrics, in chiffon. And what you're seeing through is the lining, the filling. Super light, super beautiful. And I just thought a really nice way to push it to the next level as a brand identity. The Macintosh, bold, great volume, printed on the back. The degeneration of the idea again, like a Warhol would do a silk screen, boom. You cut, you bring it up, what was the skirt becomes the top, and to reveal our pink flamingo printed. As mixes of like traditional masculine fabrics, herringbones, tweeds, clashed with the print on duche satin or nylons. It's a really modern mix of fabrics, I think, that are tactile. You want to feel them, you want to touch them. Pink flamingos was another way for me to express the excess that we had been exploring in the artisanal through the Klein Blue Poodle. But actually, pink flamingos are incredibly beautiful creatures and often found in the 18th century in the most refined gardens. Marie Antoinette had quite a few of them. So again, that's just a throwback to the artisanal. But here we are experiencing the degeneration of that idea. The halter neck, I suddenly thought, now there's a very interesting garment that perhaps hasn't been fully explored or appropriated by some. So it's just an idea, and I think it's quite successfully portrayed here as a wearable proposal. It's beautifully made, it's on the bias, beautiful French. It's got that classicism, it's got the tradition of couture. You can wear that over a t-shirt, degenerate the idea. Make it yours. A humble little item that maybe is due to review and include in everyone's wardrobe. Boys and girls, why not? What do you think about that? When's the last time you tried a halter neck on? T- tailor stitches, stitches that are used in an atelier, part of the craft that's involved in producing a garment, whether it be to delineate the bias, the straight of grain, a position of pockets, a lapel, before you start to cut. I just decided to leave that process in the equation because I think it helps to authenticate that it's coming from a designer house and that there has been involvement of an atelier, even in ready-to-wear, ready-to-dare, ready-made, whatever you want to call it, it authenticates. You'll see touches of the inspiration Swan Lake, but in a really cool way. It's an abstraction of the idea. So that cargo earlier is just the jacket that could be worn with the abandon of James Dean and a Harrington, with the jacquard jeans. The glam slam takes on larger proportions, super light. The memory of trench becomes as cool as a Johnny Rotten or Paul Simonon look. I'm just trying to show the realities and the genderless garments here. It's a genderless wardrobe. Find an old pair of your trousers. You lay them on the table, flat again. So if you have crease, you know, just flat. Inner side seam, outer side, just flat, like a t-shirt, before you press it. Then one has opened the inner leg seam, so we undo that, it becomes even flatter. And then through artful draping, it's become this very modern dress. But I've left the memory of the waistband, the zip, the keychain, the masculine, the tropes of masculine trouser there. If you're trying it, it's not about the end product, it's the journey. It's so inspiring, and yeah, do it in a mirror and stop when you feel that you're there.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.